Good evening, everyone. My name is Lorraine W. I'm a compulsive eater from outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And let me give you some statistics up front. I am 62 years old. I'll be 63. God willing, and the creek don't rise. Oh, I shouldn't say the creek is rising around here. But I'll be 62 in June. When I'm working the program, I've lost over 400 pounds in the program when I'm working it. Not all at once, but a total of over 400 pounds when I'm working it. And I'm going to start open with the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do your will, take away my difficulties, that victory over them would bear witness to those I would help with your power, of your love, and of your way of life. May I do your will always. To start out, I was born outside of Pittsburgh, little town near a river, and born to two parents who were married very young, age 20 and 21. My first words, I had been told that my first words were taste. I wanted a taste of whatever my dad had been eating. And that's what they laughed about. They said, she didn't say mom or dad. She just said, taste. So that always was a joke around the house for a long time. But that basically told me I'm going to be a compulsive overeater. I didn't say, drink. I didn't say, give me some drugs. I said, taste. So life was happy. I had a sister who was born 3 years later. So it was just the two of us. We moved to out of this apartment. Matter of fact, I went by it today. The apartment building is gone. We moved from this apartment building to a house that was a fixer-upper. It was a real fixer-upper, all right. It had a coal furnace, one of them old coal furnaces, where you had to shovel the coal in there and shake it down and take the ashes outside. I wasn't crazy about our house. And parts of it I was scared of when I was a little girl, because that coal furnace and that coal cellar scared the willies out of me. And it was a real cellar. It wasn't a basement. It was a cellar. Otherwise I had friends who played with girlfriends. I had a number of friends my age that I could play with. However, you know, as I got older, because I was the oldest girl, I didn't have brothers, and my cousins didn't live around me. So I did have friends who had older brothers, and some of these brothers and their friends, you know, they pick on you. And I got, you know, I'd get angry. I'd build anger. And not only anger, I remember being at a party. And I was kind of chubby, but, you know, we're all dancing, and I went out to dance, and everybody laughed at me. And I just was so humiliated, I left. I remember crying as I went home. And that's when I just got this thing about the opposite sex. I just wasn't pretty enough. I couldn't dance good enough. And I really didn't like to be around boys. I also didn't like... Here's a couple things I didn't like. I didn't like school real well because I was the only girl of color in my class. I was always the last one picked. I didn't like, and that lasted up until I was 9. No, actually, until I was 10. I didn't like going to a Sunday school because there were boys there that picked. Oh, they picked at you, and the teachers were mean. There were a couple teachers that were nice, but a lot of the old ladies were mean. I just didn't like it, and I was okay because we didn't go like every Sunday. We just went a couple of times. Also, my dad had an alcoholic problem. He loved alcohol. And it got to the point where my parents had thought, my was talking about divorce. Divorce and change in religions and everything else. There's a whole lot of change. She was talking about change in religions where we wouldn't celebrate holidays anymore. Things like that. And it was really upsetting to me at 9 years old. I also started getting, I was developing, and I had to wear that harness that we wear to hold those boulders, but I didn't like that. I didn't want to wear one. I didn't know why I had to wear it. I didn't understand, why do I have to wear this contraption? I just wanted to be free, you know. So there was a lot of anger that I had. But at age 10, a lot of things changed. My father entered a 12-step program, the liquid program. And people started coming to the house and taking them to meetings. And not only that, we changed and went to a new school where everybody went to the same school. How about that idea? So I had to encounter all kind of kids in all kind of grades. And, of course, what happens when you all get together? People are going to make fun, laugh. There's going to be that kind of behavior going on. And I just didn't know how to handle it. A lot of times I'd just go home and I would get a bowl of whatever out of the freezer after school, and I'd watch my cartoons. And that was okay, but I was putting on weight. Plus, I was developing. And I was the first one to get everything. So in my class, I was the first one to get everything. And I was putting on weight. At 10 years old, I was 150 pounds. And the weight kept coming on. 150 at the 160, 171, 183 when I went to eighth grade. I was a big girl. And but food was everything. I could go consult. Food didn't hate me. Food didn't get mad at me. Food was something I could just easily access. I had a paper route. I could go to the store and get food whenever I wanted to. I had my ways of getting the food. I just would deliver papers and earn money. But then we moved. So I didn't do papers when we moved. And we walked to school. And at the time, a lot of girls had boyfriends. I wanted a boyfriend so bad. But I thought I was too fat and too ugly. Until this one boy took an interest in me, and I thought that was so wonderful. I thought it was wonderful until we were all playing outside, and he said, let's go over the hill a little bit and just talk. We talked, and I thought, you know, we're going to kiss and hug and everything. Well, it didn't. It was more than kissing and hugging. Five other guys showed up, and it was a gang rape. And that really messed me up for a long time. It messed me up so much, I didn't even report it. It was back in the early 70s, and I didn't report such thing. I didn't want to just disappoint any. I didn't want a big fight to break out in school because it involved so many people that I knew. But I just kept silent about it. I also put up with a lot of guys picking at me, calling me names. I had to find different ways to enter the school because I didn't want to encounter them. It got to the point where I almost didn't want to live. So I had made a plan to kill myself. But a girl in my homeroom, thank God for her. She told me, no, don't do that. Please don't do that. And I said, I don't know how I could live. But 2 days later, I was in the band, and 2 days later in the band, a group of people, we were all in the band office, and a group of people were there. And all of a sudden, somebody said, Lorraine, I heard what happened to you. And all this shame just came. I was about to start crying. But those, I think there were 7 or 8 people in that band room, they said, Lorraine, we're there for you. Anytime you need us, we're there for you. You're our friend, and we care about you. And I know it was God's angels that sent them because I didn't know where to go. And I really stuck around band people. And I did well in class. I excelled in school and excelled so I could go to school. I didn't go to school nearby. I didn't want to be associated with anybody or anything that had to do with what happened to me in ninth grade. So I went to school not real far. I didn't go out to California or anything like that. But I went far enough, but not too far. And while I was at school, I found that you could party like it's 1999. I was 1979, but that song was out. And I just loved dancing and partying up at school. And also putting a lot of food in my mouth. I try to eat like a football player. And I was around a lot of football players, but I didn't play football. So I was getting bigger and bigger until I came home my freshman year. And my mother had introduced me. Early on, I had been introduced to weigh-in pays. But this time, my mother said, you know what, let's go to this new thing. It doesn't cost any money. And people there have lost 100 pounds. And I was all excited. I'm like, oh, it doesn't cost any money. Let's go. So I go. And they told us at this meeting, which was called Overeaters Anonymous, that all we had to do was buy literature. And I thought the literature was going to cost like 10 bucks, 20 bucks. It was very, very minimal, like 15 cents. I remember one pamphlet being 15 cents. I said, wow, I got money. Because I earned money during my college years and my summer years. So I bought all the literature I could. And I went to the meetings that summer. When I went back to school, I didn't go to meetings. But every summer I'd come back and I'd go to meetings when I could. When I graduated, I was in a big depression because I graduated with a degree and I didn't do anything with that degree. I ended up doing menial work I was basically overqualified for what I did. And the weight was coming on again. I went to another weigh and pay because I thought that would help. But then this particular weigh and pay started introducing their own foods, own desserts, and I started eating those desserts. And next thing I know, I'm off the chain. And I just knew that I was going to go back up the scale again. I said, something's going on. I don't know what's on. So at the end of that year, our church has what's called watch night service. And you get on your knees and you pray as the midnight comes in. And I was on my knees praying. I said, God, I am college educated. I've got a degree. I know how to read. I know how to do all these things. I need you to show me what to do and give me the strength to do it. Now, I didn't know I was praying the 11-step prayer, but I just asked him to show me what to do and give me the strength to do it. Then the very next day, that New Year's Day, 1984, 85, my mother says, let's go back to OA. Now, I didn't know that was going to be the answer to the prayer, but I remember saying, oh, Mom, I'm not going back to that. And I walked down the hall in the house, and the epiphany hit me. If I can save, basically God was talking to me, if I can save all these alcoholics, because you've been to enough of AA meetings with your father, I can surely save you from this disease. So I came back sheepishly and said to my mom, okay, next time there's a meeting, let's go. And I went, and I followed directions. Let's just say I followed the suggestions, and I got a sponsor. That sponsor dropped out like within 2 months. And I tried to sponsor myself. That does not work. But there was a lady I admired, and I admired what she did with the program. And she was in another 12-step program in addition to OA. And I asked her to be my sponsor. And she did. And she first of all, she helped me get a different concept of my higher power. That third step prayer, when we ended, you know, show them of your power, your love, and your way of life. That part, your love, I didn't have a God that loved me. I had a God concept that he was about to destroy me. That's the reason I was fat, because I was bad. I mean, I did things, you know. I basically, you know, God who said, you were raped because you just went over and kissed that boy. I had that kind of God, you know, God who was punishing. And she said, why don't you change your concept of God? Because God is about love. And I had to change that concept. And it was hard for me. Because I had grown up about God was this punishing God. He's down up there throwing lightning bolts at you. So I had to change that concept, and I had to work those steps, and I had to use those tools. So I had to sharpen my plan of eating. I had to, at that time, they didn't have plan of action, but I did use a plan of action, which was go and exercise, walk, or whatever I had to do, move, call people on the phone. I had my big book. I had a list of numbers in that hardback big book. I'd call people. Went to meetings because at that time there were no, you know, online meetings or face-to-face meetings. We're talking 85, 86. I drove a lot to a lot of meetings. I had a sponsor. I sponsored a couple people. That's the other one. Kept my anonymity. Read literature. I did my writing. My sponsor had me go to the fourth step and everything. Time. I released the physical, I came for the attraction, believe me. I wanted to lose 100 pounds, and I did. I went from 250 to 150 by the time I was age 25, going on 26. Within 9 months, the weight came off, and it was really amazing to me. It was amazing how things were a lot simpler. I said, as my sponsor said, you know what? You got to face everything and recover. One of the things I had to face was the resentment. Because I had hurt somebody really bad. I had smacked this guy in high school for a mistaken identity. I hit him really hard and humiliated him. And I told my sponsor about it. She says, you know, you're going to have to make amends for this. And I said, well, and she said, and you're going to have to do it as quickly as possible. You can't just sit around and say, oh, well, I wanted to do it. She said, where is he? I said, well, he's in the service. She says, well, get his address. And she said, I said, well, I don't know how to find his parents. She says, yes, you do. You know, go find him. Parents, get his address. Well, I didn't follow directions. I didn't follow that suggestion. I'll hold that, remember that, because it'll come up later. But real quick. So those times I did really well in the program because I followed and I became, you know, Miss Star because I lost 100 pounds there, being in the speaking. And I got the big head, and I'm not going to meetings as much as I need to do anymore. And I wasn't running things past my sponsor, especially when it came to relationships. Remember, I did not do well with men. I thought I could get, you know. Thank you. So real quick, we go date this guy. Then I found this other guy, get pregnant with this other guy's baby, go back to the first guy. And then I found out this is not a good thing with this first guy because it wasn't working out. I go back to the baby's father, and we get married. Now, I found out some things about him, and I lied to myself. I can accept all this baggage that he has. Well, that was a big lie, and I couldn't accept it, and I ate over it. I put on 150 more pounds. I went from 150 to 300. And I didn't go to a darn meeting when I was married. But when I left, that was the first thing I did. I ran to OA. I knew the answer was OA. I went to a more structured OA. I got a sponsor immediately. I didn't fool around this time. I got a sponsor, and I stayed sponsored. And sponsored by mail. I sharpened my tools. We did everything. And guess what? Physically, the recovery came. 100 pounds came off. I went from 300 to 200. I was so happy, but again, I didn't run this by my sponsor about reconciling with my ex, and that did not work out, and I got angry at God and everybody that was in my way, and I ate until somebody told me about phone meetings, because there was a gal that came to a face-to-face meeting. She looked amazing. I had known her since we were in a program when early 20s, and she told me she went to phone meetings, and I heard different people, and I heard their recovery, and I started coming to meetings. I found a sponsor at that time, and she strongly suggested to do some things. And you know what? Again, I got physical recovery, and I was doing the first three steps. We were working on the four steps, and then she had to move. She asked me if I had a sponsor, and I lied because I'm a people pleaser. And I said, yes, I do, and I didn't. And next thing I know, I'm sponsorless, and I'm really not going to meetings. And things start happening in life. Life happens no matter what. And I didn't use the tools nor the steps to work them out. I put on all that weight. I tripled my weight. I went from 300 to nearly 600 pounds last June. I was 577 pounds. I collapsed on the floor in my house and took 15 men to get me out of the house. 15, not men, EMTs, because there was a girl there too. EMTs and firemen. I went to the hospital. That's where they weighed me, and I found out the truth. I was 577 pounds. So I prepared to die. I knew within probably 2 days I'd be dead. I woke up the next morning and I wasn't dead. And I asked God, okay, what do we do now, God? Because I don't know what else to do. And the answer was, O-A, Lorraine, O-A. This is where service saves lives. There had been a person who had been sending me the VOR every day via the phone. This person would text me, the O-A-er would text me the voice of recovery reading every day. And I was grateful for that, and I asked them to be my sponsor. And at first, they said give them 24 hours, and they'll get back to me, and they agreed to be my sponsor. That's what saved my life, because that person sponsored me the entire time I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 2 months last year, from June 24th until Labor Day weekend. When I got out of the hospital, I weighed 411 pounds. So I released 160 pounds. Those 2 months, because I sharpened all the tools to work the steps. And this time when I told my sponsor, I said, I don't know if I can do the sponsor with a male sponsor, the fourth step. I need a female sponsor. But I had already asked a female sponsor that they would sponsor me. They agreed. And you know what? He was glad that I had a sponsor. And we worked the steps. Been working the steps. And right now I'm currently on step four. Some new things that come up, new people. New resentments. We haven't gotten to the fearless part yet. But I found out some things about myself that had been buried. But I'm so grateful because the service saved lives, literature, the people who wrote literature, it saved my life. And I'm here to tell you, I have released over 200 pounds. I'm not at goal weight God wants me to be at. But I'm not at 577 no more. I can walk around my house unaided, well, with a cane. I can walk outside with a walker. That's what the doctor told me, because he doesn't want me to have my knee buckle and me fall. But I use a walker. I can get into my car. That's what I'm so happy about. I can get into the passenger side, and we can go places. I hadn't been out of the house for 2 years, but I'm so grateful for this program. I'm so grateful because it has saved my life. And I just keep coming back. I urge anybody, keep coming back. The miracle's there. It's going to happen. Just follow the strongly suggestions. So again, my name is Lorraine W. I'm a compulsive overeater from outside of Pittsburgh. And my telephone number is 724-822-6175. That's Eastern Standard Time. Call or text. Just let me know you're from OA, and I'll get back with you. My topic for tonight, the topic I chose is, what tool do you need to sharpen to